Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. MN Realtor Commission Survey, 5.84% average fees in 2026. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents reports the average realtor commission in MN is 5.84%, above the national average of 5.70%. MN professionals can use this updated benchmark to set and explain commission expectations with clients and align pricing strategy with current local market norms. Review current commission structures in light of the 5.84% figure when negotiating terms. Minnesota Real Estate Headlines. Real Estate Agent Fees and Commissions in MN. Bankrate explains that real estate agents are typically paid through commissions, usually as a percentage of the home's sale price, and outlines how commissions are structured and who pays them. MN real estate professionals can use this to set clear client expectations around compensation and avoid confusion during transactions. Use this commission framework as a quick reference for fee conversations with MN clients. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of MN cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. When a Phase 1 environmental site assessment is non-negotiable, a Phase 1 ESA is required for most commercial loans and is strongly recommended whenever a site has had industrial, gas station, dry cleaner, or auto repair use in its history. The ESA itself does not test soil. It researches historical use and identifies recognized environmental conditions that may justify a Phase 2, which does test. CERCLA liability for contamination attaches to current owners regardless of who caused the contamination. A Phase 1 performed before purchase establishes the innocent landowner defense, which is otherwise nearly impossible to claim. Order the Phase 1 early in diligence. Turnaround is typically 2 to 3 weeks. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some MN jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded, with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.